Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Mike Harmon, also hobo. Known as the Hobo.
The Hobo. Lincoln Heights going through cards. There it is.
I can run with goodness. That. Let's go.
We got a big-time power hour coming your way. In the next 60 minutes, you're going to hear from Eric Dickerson, who joined us on the show. Got a new book coming out, told us some phenomenal stories about the Rams. And maybe Mike and I are getting Super Bowl rings. I mean, maybe.
That's the hope, maybe. Yeah. Well, maybe. I mean, look, maybe. I picked against them. But if they win and it nets me a ring or commemorative plaque, pair of old Eric Dickerson-worn goggles, because that's the question I wanted to ask, but I felt I need to do that in back channels if they're still there.
You want to do it the right way. That's fine. Yeah. I get it.
No, I mean, you can't say, hey, on National Airways, how about you send me stuff?
Well, I asked for a Super Bowl ring if they win.
Yeah, well, he can only put in a good word for you. He doesn't control that part of the operation.
Oh, sure he does.
Well, I mean, he's a powerful man. Yeah. Two-time Hall of Famer now that he's into the College Football Hall of Fame as well. So he certainly has his clout, even though clout with a K – that app no longer exists.
Speaking of clout, you know who has none? Frank Vogel.
Oh, boy.
This is how are for the Lakers right now as Frank Vogel watch.
Wow.
Maybe nearing its end. Tonight, the Lakers lose to the Pacers, and here are the biggest hits from this game. They blow a lead and get outscored 35-24 in the fourth quarter to lose to the Pacers at home at the Crypt, 111-104. Pacers are terrible. They were 14 games under 500 coming into this game tonight. They were also 0-19 this season when they were losing at halftime, and the Lakers were up at halftime by 5. The first game the Pacers won this season that they were trailing at halftime. If that's not bad enough for Frank Vogel, the last three tweets by Magic Johnson tonight, in fact, the only tweets by Magic Johnson tonight. We can't play the Magic Johnson Twitter game because I want to prove a point here. His three tweets tonight, right? The three tweets Magic Johnson has had tonight. The Joker had 49 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists. This man better be in the MVP conversation.
Did you see that? There was a great play in overtime as Gascon was talking. They did a move where he comes across half court and Zubac tried to basically tackle him. And the referee just looked at him like, I'm not calling that foul. Like you. So Jokic throws him off him, gets the ball, goes down the lane, and then executes an and one. It was hilarious. It's like, because they're all standing around going, clearly I fouled him. And then if you don't call that, clearly he fouled me. And play on.
So Magic tweets about Jokic in his big night in overtime, 49-14-10. He should be in the MVP race. The next tweet was about Luka Doncic, who says Luka's trying to add his name to the MVP race with 41 points and 14 rebounds. Not to be outdone, Magic wanted to make sure to also say Joel Embiid has been great all season long. He scored 50 points and 12 rebounds against Orlando. This is how bad it is. Not even Magic Johnson is paying attention to the Lakers.
He just tweeted about Embiid again.
He did. Didn't really? What? I got to hit refresh.
Yeah, the last 2 minutes. He's been talking about Embiid in MVP conversation.
He felt bad that the last two tweets, he said Jokic should be in the MVP conversation and so should Luka. He felt bad he didn't say that about Embiid, so he had that other tweet going, oh, yeah, let's make sure Embiid's not mad at me. He should be in the MVP conversation, too. So they not even Magic is paying attention to the Lakers. I mean, what else do you need? I mean, really, this is it. Look, it's not Frank Vogel's fault, but obviously what happens when you want to inspire a team to play better? The head coach is the guy that always goes. And the Lakers played a pretty inspired first three quarters tonight, but quite honestly, they looked a lot like the Lakers at the beginning of the season, where they would play great for three quarters, look like they have so much energy, and then the fourth quarter, they would just play dead from the neck up. Like they had absolutely nothing left and they couldn't buy a bucket and the other team ran up and down the floor on them. So, yeah, when you lose to a team 14 games under 500 at home, when you are in the midst of playing and coaching for your job, how much longer is Frank Vogel going to be the head coach? Right? They play Friday at Orlando, right? Orlando's won 8 games this year.
Mo Bamba's ready.
If the Mo Bamba
32 tonight.
Yeah.
He's lying in wait, man. Look out.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mike, check. Mike, check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Definitively, if the Lakers lose this game Friday against Orlando, the Lakers will have a new head coach for the next game. Because you're not going to go through back-to-back games against two teams that you should beat that are wins and continue to go on and say, okay, things are going to be okay. Look, the Lakers' plan isn't to, we got to get better, get back in this race, and get to first place. No, the Lakers are still, they're a game under 500, right? What they're hoping for is, we got to just stay in the 7-10 playing round. And clearly, you can do that because, look, you're 22-23, the Kings are 18-29, you have a 6-game lead on that. You're just worried about let's get ready for the playoffs. If we can make it up out of the play-in round, great. But if we don't, we don't. We get it. We just want to be playing well enough so we can get there. Now, you don't want to play the Suns or the Warriors in the first round of the playoffs, but still, you got to play the hand that's dealt. So the Lakers have time to get it right, but they're not going to wait to make those moves. And Vogel, unfortunately, is going to be the first thing. And it's no more plainer than you can see tonight. You lost to a team that you should have beat very comfortably, whether you have Anthony Davis or not, and you didn't. And then it may happen anyway. It may happen before Friday. It may have, so the next coach coming in, whether it's Kurt Rambis or Phil Jackson, whoever it is, can get an easy win under their belt and they can hit the ground running. But it may be before Friday, but clearly if they lose Friday to the Magic, that's going to be Frank Vogel's last game. I mean, it's crazy because you're talking about a guy who is just a season and a half removed from winning the NBA championship, but things aren't going well and you can't waste any more time for LeBron James, and there's going to be other changes that follow, and Vogel is going to be the first one.
Yeah, I mean, this really comes down to, if you've decided he's done, stop dragging it out. Either that or you've got to have the greatest vote of confidence with clowns, balloons, and you know, confetti to really sell your point. I mean, I'll be curious. Does LeBron James meet the media after this one? Because he ducked on that terrible blowout loss to the Nuggets the other day and then just pushed it, put up his tweet, I apologize and I promise we'll be better. You know, the hashtag Laker Nation. So, you know, you got that going for you. So that's the other part of this. Like, when are you going to address this, LeBron? Because the elephant is stamping around the room as we speak right now. Frank Vogel, you know, we can all agree the logic is he shouldn't. But again, in the fourth quarter, this goes, I mean, it's better than it was early in the season. Remember, they didn't play very well in the third quarter, night after night. At least they're extending your misery by giving you hope by playing good through three quarters, playing well through three quarters before the ultimate collapse. But, rip the Band-Aid off. I mean, I don't know what you do internally, because otherwise you probably would have already done it at this point, right? You're past the midpoint of the season.
Well, look, it's a combination of when we decide to make the move, when do we start looking? Like if the Lakers had started, look, the Lakers front office, you know how they run things. Do you really think they could have been looking for a coach and we wouldn't have heard that by now? Lakers talking to Fizdale about, Lakers talking to Rambis, we would have found out. So the way they kind of operate is, let's make a decision and then we'll get our coach. Because it's not going to be very fast, and the Lakers are operating under the strategy of, let's get the right guy in, let's make moves, and let's get up here. We don't have to worry about getting things done right now, but we want to make decisions in a timely manner. So if they take this next couple of days, okay, now we're done, and then by Monday there's their new head coach, or it fills in that way. That's kind of the timeline I get. This isn't like the NFL or, hey, we're firing a coach, we got to go get somebody else. It's a mid-season replacement. You're not going to get anybody that's going to show up that's going to blow the doors off you and say, who can come and stop the bleeding and be able to get us going in the other direction? And, you're not going to sit here and go, okay, we got like 17 guys to call. There's going to be one or two phone calls. I'm going to say, who do we like? We like these two guys. Who do we like out of that? That's who we call and offer the job to. That's kind of how they're going to do it. So I'm actually okay with the timeline for it, because that's just simply the way the Lakers operate. And you can't keep stuff like that secret, especially in Los Angeles. It would have gotten out. So that's kind of the timeline and framework they're operating with.
Interim coaches. Let's see if you can get a bounce. No, look, hey, number two things. Number one, Mo Bamba is now trending nationwide.
Mo Bamba, two, everybody. Mo
from Bill Orem.
Bamba. Sorry.
Nicely done. From Bill Orem of The Athletic. Asked why Russell Westbrook finished the game on the bench, Frank Vogel said he was, quote, playing the guys I thought were going to win the game. Where's my dumpster fire, Alex? Yeah. Come on, let's fire it up. We haven't heard it in a while. Yes.
Big dumpster fire.
I just threw the entire gasoline cannon into the dumpster. I have created fire.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm going to eat that ass up.
Pacers put out a tweet in their social media page, Los Angeles with two S's.
Nice.
The Pacers, who are 14 games under 500, boat raced the Lakers in the fourth quarter to win 111-104. The Pacers were 0-19 when trailing at halftime of games this year after tonight. They are 1-19. Frank Vogel watch. Wow. Look, we said it earlier in the hour. It may be before Friday. If the Lakers go into Orlando and lose, that's going to be it. And you can blame Frank Vogel or not, but this is just how it works in the NBA. The Lakers will have big moves happening, and the first one's going to be coaching. And when a guy is coaching for his job and you can't win at home against a team that's 14 games under 500, what does that tell you? Right, and you can tell things are now getting to the boiling point in Los Angeles. Maybe it's Kurt Rambis. Kurt Rambis is actually trending on Twitter right now. Linda Rambis right now is going, just sign right here, Jeannie. I can have Kurt sign this day. He can be ready to go in Orlando on Friday. Just sign right here. LeBron James did not want to have any questions about Frank Vogel, his status, if he's staying, if he's going. This was LeBron answering the media just a few moments ago.
Listen, I'm not in that business of pointing fingers or pointing blame or trying to put a quote at the end or at the start of somebody's of someone's commentator of what they feel. You know, our coaching staff or Frank is, or where Russ is, or where I'm at, or AD. If it's not positive for me, I'm cool. It's not my lane. I'm not a negative person.
LeBron.
So if you got something, if you got something to ask me besides trying to about it, I ask those. Which y'all probably don't see like y'all.
As the game was ending tonight, it looked like you were having words with somebody either on the baseline or the bench. I was just wondering if you could
have words with who was that someone?
I don't know, because of the angle I was at, it looked like maybe you were talking to somebody on the baseline, like you were yelling at somebody on the baseline, or it could have been toward the bench also. I was just wondering if you could shine a light on what that exchange
might
have been.
I don't know. I usually remember everything, and so you have to literally let me know exactly what was going on. But there's a lot of conversation throughout a 48-minute game, throughout the 2.5 hours that you're on the floor. If you don't count, you know, locker room, halftime, you know, warm-ups, things of that nature. So I don't know exactly what was said or who I was even talking to at that point.
Yeah, right. Okay. LeBron, who does remember everything. Yeah, I don't know what was said. I don't know. I'm going to pretend that I just can't remember what that conversation was. What he said there in the middle was, if you want to ask me a question that's not going to take a blank on somebody, then I'm all for that. But I'm about positivity, and I'm not about negativity. And yeah, look, it sucks. It always sucks when you know your coach is probably going to get fired and the team put together. Look, this is it's a referendum on LeBron, the GM, because what they put together isn't working. And every time the Lakers thought, well, we've won two games in a row, no, then they lose a game like this. This is just who they are. If they continued on without any changes, they would just be a 500 team throughout the season. They'd finish 41-41, and maybe it's good enough to get in the playoffs. Maybe it's good enough to squeak in the play-in round, but that's where they would be. So, unfortunately, a change is going to come because it has to. It may come before Friday, but if the Lakers lose Friday, that's it. You're talking about back-to-back losses to the Pacers and the Magic, who have 8 wins, and Mo Bamba is just salivating right now after his 32-point night tonight, ready for the Lakers on Friday. Yeah, that's what will happen, and Kurt Rambis or somebody else named Rambis may wind up being the head coach next.
Yeah, I think with LeBron James, other than that really cool neon pink Rams hat he was sporting, he wanted no part of this. And you remember, like, it's like when Aaron Rodgers said he had no idea who Hub Arkish was. Mm. Don't lie to us. We're not dumb. Right? And I'm seeing a lot starting to flow of, all right, how this roster was constructed, going all the way back to the trade for Anthony Davis. Okay, we talked about it in the moment. You're pushing all in to go and try to get a ring. And he got your ring. So you can't lay it at the feet of that trade saying, well, if you hadn't done all that, it's like, well, you don't know where you would have been. Would those guys have developed in the same way that they have, having left Los Angeles? You could say that was probably, what, a coin flip at best, right? That was necessarily going to happen. But now, you know, add Russell Westbrook to the mix. It's like, what's his trade value after tonight?
But speaking of Frank Vogel and Russell Westbrook, when Westbrook wasn't on the court, when the Lakers needed some points and needed to try to come back and win this game, he was asked, hey, how come Westbrook wasn't out there, Frank?
Frank, you opted to go with Russ on the bench at the end of the game. What were you what were you looking for there? What was the thinking behind that choice?
Yeah, playing the guys I thought were going to win the game.
I'm playing the guys that I thought were going to win the game, and it's not Russell Westbrook. So apparently Frank Vogel ready to go out in a blaze of glory because, you know what, Westbrook hasn't worked. This isn't. So I'm finally going to say that I've had it with Russell Westbrook. I've had it with this whole thing. It's his fault. I'm playing guys that are going to help us win the game. Yeah, that's not what you say if you're really going crazy to save your job. You want to make sure the players are all fighting for you because it's going to be a lot easier to replace Frank Vogel than it is to trade Russell Westbrook. So when you throw that line in the sand, this is almost when you're daring the team to fire you, or you got to pick me or him. I know you're not going to pick me, so if you're not going to pick me, just get on with it. And maybe you do pick me, and maybe that helps a little bit, but that's not how you act if you're in a job-saving mode. You want all the players to have your back.
Well, you realize that you're in an unwinnable, untenable situation. So at this point, you know, if you're going to get a bunch of criticism for not playing him, final 3:52 of the game, you push back, and that's your answer to it. Just like, you know what, if you're going to fire me, fire me. This is like Morgan Freeman going to Shawshank, right? And he's sitting in front of the parole board and just says, you know, stamp your forms because I don't give a damn anymore. That's exactly what he did right there.
I wouldn't be surprised to wake up tomorrow morning and find out Frank Vogel is not the Lakers head coach. I wouldn't be surprised what happened after Friday. But, boy, after tonight, it looks like that's what's going on. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. For Mike, I'm Jason. You are listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Wow, 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 wow.